Hello, my audio boo friends. It is Wednesday, January 23rd. And, wow, of 2013. And for those of you who haven't been listening to audio boo for a while, if I seem to sound a bit strange, it's because my mouth is numb. I just came out from outside and it is cold today. It is cold. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's minus 25. Okay. I'm looking at my thermometer here. It's not quite minus 25. It's about minus 24, maybe minus 23, minus 24. But still very, 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 very cold. I have a new mantra this morning here in Montreal. It goes something like this. I love my country, I love Canada, I love the cold, I love freezing to death. I love my country, I love Canada, I love the cold, I love freezing to death. It is minus, you know, there's so many adjectives. It is minus stupid, as one of my good neighbors says. Minus stupid. Another one I've heard recently was minus ludicrous. Minus ludicrous. Sort of taken from Spaceballs, where they have ludicrous speed. Nah, it's, wow. My car this morning was like, this is sort of, I wish I could have recorded it. I should have. For posterity, so that when it's minus 30 sometime, minus 30, right. When it's plus 30 sometime in the middle of August, I can listen back to it and be relieved. We're never happy. That's one thing about Canadians. That's all they ever talk about is the weather. We have such extremes. It's just crazy. But I couldn't record it. I didn't have the presence of mind to, you know, take the iPhone out of my pocket and even fire it up. Had it even wanted to fire up in this cold. But it sounded something like this. You know it's cold when the gear shift lever hardly moves, when the LCD on your radio in your car fails to actually illuminate and is actually looks like it's working in slow motion. Incredible. Just, yeah. I mean, my daughter and I almost walked to school, but I said, no. I can't make her walk to school in this. And in fact, the school was telling me just now, after I dropped her off, that they won't even be going out for recess when it's this cold. They keep them inside. So, crazy, crazy weather. Anyway, yours truly, I'm going to have my coffee and enjoy it thoroughly. Then I'm going to have some hot oatmeal and some cereal with some blackberries that I bought yesterday at the grocery store. No. I'm not putting cell phones in my cereal. They're real blackberries. You know, before BlackBerry took the name. So I'm going to have some nice blackberries and relax for a few minutes before I hop back in the car and get my frozen carcass to work. Anyway, it's not so bad. There's people that fare much worse than this and in even colder temperatures. I was telling my daughter that there are some construction sites and actual towns north in Canada where regularly the temperature dips into the minus 30s and even into the minus 40s with, we're talking minus 50 and minus 55 and minus 60 wind chills, something ludicrous like that. And they have to run their trucks 24 hours a day because when they do turn them off, the oil, the diesel oil freezes and the oil in their engines congeals. It's absolutely nuts. I've seen documentaries where they show them pouring motor oil out of a can in this type of weather. And when it does pour, when it doesn't become almost a complete solid, but when it does pour, it looks like molasses, thicker than molasses. Just very, very thick and very, very difficult. It's like a sludge. The motors have to push all the sludge around. to get going. So they never, literally never turn off their diesels. And they run them practically in perpetuum, I guess. Is that Latin for very cold? You gotta laugh about this. You just gotta laugh. And you know it's cold when you step out of the car. Like, it's all warm. You step out of the car and do something for 10 minutes. You come back, you get in the car, and it's just as cold as it was when you first got in. That's how cold it is. These cars aren't insulated for this kind of weather, no matter what they say. Especially my little Toyota Echo. I mean, it's cardboard thin, the metal. So, all right. That's it, really, for now. I don't know. I might come back with something a little bit later, but my day is dedicated to going to work, and I'm actually going to have lunch with a friend of mine today. One of the main reasons I'm going to work, and tomorrow I get to go over to my brother-in-law's, as I often do on Thursdays and Fridays. I go over to my sister's place and have lunch with my brother-in-law. My sister usually works the latter half of the week, so I don't get to see her much. But he's going to show off his brand new Mac Mini he just bought. So, and I'm going to help him hook up a FireWire DVD burner that I gave him. It's a Lacy. I don't know if some of you might be familiar with that company. And it's a nice one. It's a LightScribe. So what he can do is, if he buys the special LightScribe CDs and DVDs, he can actually print or burn a label right onto the CD. We haven't tried this. But eventually, we'll give it a go. I'll see how it works. It was actually my drive when I had my old Mac Mini, which didn't have a DVD burner in it. But since I bought my new one, well, about a year ago or so now, maybe a little bit more, it's got a DVD burner in it. The new Mac Minis don't come with any drives at all. No CD drives whatsoever. The casing is completely closed. It looks a lot like the Apple TV or the what they used to tout as the Mac Mini server. I don't even know if they still sell that unit. But now they all look the same. So there's no drives, because most software now is sold online and through the Apple App Store. Not the iTunes App Store, but the App Store for Macs themselves, for the desktops. And so online, I guess the OS itself is somehow embedded on board the Mac Mini, I imagine, so that if you ever need to reinstall it, it's right there, and then you do a refresh and update online. And I don't know if there's any software companies out there that are selling software on USB keys, because that would be a logical next step, right? Forget CDs and DVDs for installation packages, and just supply a small USB key. I mean, my little one, I've got one from Verbatim called the Tiny Tough. I think it's very, very small. It's practically the width of the connector, its side, and then it's just got a little extension on it, and that's it. It's by Verbatim. It's a 16 gig little USB, and they even sell it now up to 64 gig for the same size. It's just incredibly small. Anyway, we've gone from the incredibly cold to the incredibly small in one podcast. One podcast. Listen to me. Okay, my brain's frozen. In one audio boo. Okay, a microcast? Whatever you want to call them. So, anyway, I thought that was interesting. So, it's Slandy bidding you a wonderful day. And take care, everyone. Stay warm if you happen to be in a cold place. Stay cool if you happen to be in a warm place. And if you're in a temperate place, oh, I envy you. Bye-bye.